My guest at this time is Colorado Republican State Representative Kim Ransom. She joins me now to talk about her efforts to make changes to the law in Colorado, specifically legislation that would allow facility operators to decide whether to allow cross-gender use of sex-segregated facilities. The initiative was defeated in committee. And Representative Ransom, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Why did you bring this legislation forward?
Well, I actually brought it forward at the request of some parents and also a group that was trying to help some moms specifically that were dealing with young children that were just being exposed to people of the opposite sex. And it just to clarify a little bit, it's not necessarily just addressing the cross-gender or transgender at all. That really wasn't the intent. It's people that are abusing that statute. We have equal accommodation laws here in Colorado, and what has happened, not just in Colorado, but in other states as well, is predators can use that equal accommodation allowance to go into the opposite locker room, and the manager or the school principal can do nothing to remove them, even if they're ogling children or looking at them or exposing themselves, if they say those specific words that they self-identify with that sex. So the bill was actually very simple. It restricted access to a sex-segregated locker room based on an individual's actual biological sex. It truly didn't address the transgender issue at all. That was what the equal accommodation original laws were set to allow. But again, there are people that are using those laws for their own specific purposes that parents are not wanting their children exposed to the results of.
Talk about what you've heard from parents a little bit more, because what you're going to hear, and you've probably heard from the other side of this debate, is, well, this is a problem in your mind, that it's not really happening. People aren't going to be using it for that nefarious purpose. What are you hearing from parents and groups that represent parents?
There have been a couple of specific instances. I have articles here, and if you Google them, you can probably find them. The worst one was, the most egregious one, I should say, was in Washington State, and I believe it was a YMCA locker room, and there was a woman in a locker room with her two small girls, and there was literally a man that was completely undressed walking around in that locker room, and whether or not his specific thought pattern was female, his outward appearance was male, and this woman with her two small little girls had not been taught that yet. It's a parental protection bill that would have just allowed the manager to come in and say, come on, sir, can you please use a family locker room? And I think most places do have family locker rooms, and that's what we should be using at this point. Again, I just need to circle back to parents want to protect their children, and that's really what the bill was trying to address. I have three daughters myself, and I know I expect, locker rooms are, it's a vulnerable place to have your kids. Shower rooms, locker rooms, changing to go to the pool. You want to have your children protected and make sure that there aren't people of the opposite sex in there with your small children.
We're talking with Colorado Republican State Representative Kim Ransom. Kim, as we mentioned a moment ago, this was defeated in committee. The vote was 7-4. One Republican, you're in the minority in the House, crossed the aisle to vote with the Democrats. One of the arguments that I'm reading here about the Democrats is that essentially they say your legislation would take us back generations and essentially brings back the type of racial segregation in bathrooms that we saw in the 50s and 60s. One Representative Joe Salazar called it rinse and repeat prejudice. What's your response to that?
Just that this really doesn't address civil rights. It doesn't have anything to do with civil rights. Again, we're back to protecting parents. The original bill only was implemented in 2008. This really doesn't have anything to do with racial segregation at all. And again, we're just trying to remember that when you look at a locker room, there's usually a stick person with a dress and a stick person with pants, indicating that there's, it's meant to be a men's room and a ladies room. And we're just having a lot of crossover due to the current laws. And again, I'm just trying to let parents protect their young children from people that abuse the current statute. I was not trying, and the bill was not intending to address the statute that was passed in 2008. It was trying to empower business owners to enforce just the signs on the door if there were complaints. And that's it empowered business owners to help if people abuse the statute. Again, it's based on self-identification of one gender or the other, and anybody can say that they self-identify. This just empowered school principals, as I mentioned, or a manager of a YMCA to actually enforce what the sign on the door said, if there were problems or complaints.
Where does the debate go from here after this defeat in committee?
The way Colorado law works, it was postponed indefinitely, meaning that it can't be resurrected this session. Our terms last 2 years, it will be the same group of people in session next year. My guess is that we won't see it again next year because it would just be the same crowd. But parents were very interested in this. I did have some parents that were anxious to come testify that wanted to let the legislators know their feelings about protecting their children. And I fully expect that the attorney that came and testified from a legal standpoint, that they may come back to me in a couple of years and ask, can we continue this discussion? You know, again, we're just trying to protect kids from people that are abusing the current statute.
Representative Ransom, thanks very much for your time today.
You're so welcome.
Kim Ransom is a Republican state representative in the state of Colorado. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.